They can't hear it though. Can't hear it, man. Maybe if I play with the settings some more, I don't know. Hold on. Say something.
Hello.
You hear it?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. Yes. We're having technical difficulties, everybody out there in podcast land. We're trying to figure out how the buttons work. I don't know why I can't hear it. Do I sound loud? Yeah, I sound loud as fuck, don't I? Hold on. Check. You say something. Say some words.
Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Jeffrey. How was your day at school?
My name is Christopher Lambert.
My name is Christopher Lambert, and I go to Ledyard High School for some reason. Can you hear me?
Dude, stop.
All right. I'm sorry. Jeff?
Yes.
This is the Brass Show. Yeah. Blew out your damn eardrums with that one. We're back. It's me and remote Jeffrey. Jeffrey's actually in San Antonio, Texas. Jeffrey, comment?
Yeah.
Chimichanga?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Down here in Texas, right there. That's what we do right there. Down in Texas.
Where they're all out of their fucking minds.
Yeah. Dude, I feel like I got all revved up to talk to you, and now I don't remember what I was going to talk to you about. I had, like, this whole exciting show planned, and it was going to be so awesome. And now I'm like, ah, fuck, I forgot all of it. Now,
well, same as it ever was.
Yeah. Nothing changes right there. Furta! Yeah, I just want to party and be a wild man. I don't know what's gotten into me, man. I think all this youth I've been picking up from going to the gym all the time. You know, it's like extra young. You don't get young forever, but you can get a little young from the gym. You go to the gym, and it's like, now I want to go to a keg party. I want to do keg stands again. Like it's 1997. Back to the 1997 keg stands, homie.
I remember one day at where was the party?
House party?
It was a house party on the back deck. I don't remember whose house, but
down the street, tried, right?
No, different town.
Okay, all right.
But some dude tried to do a keg stand on his own, and like stand himself up and stick the nozzle in his own mouth.
I think I remember hearing about this. Did he break his shit? He broke his nose or something, right?
He got fucked up. I don't think he broke his nose, but...
What was the story of the kid that you saw, like, fall off of a... didn't he jump off of a porch or something and break his shit right in front of you when you're like, oh no, or like somebody fell on somebody else, or... It happened at a biscuit show. You told me about it when we went up to Rhode Island, that somebody jumped off of like a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a really tall...
This random kid jumped off the balcony and just, there's video of it. You could probably find it if you search hard enough. Well, it was at Lupo's in Providence. Biscuit show. Some dude jumped off the balcony, like into the crowd. Nobody had any idea. And like some people you landed on ended up getting kind of like fucked up.
Lupo's Heartbreak Hotel closing. That's the only thing. I see a Limp Bizkit Providence show from 1998. From
search Disco Biscuits Lupo's Jumper.
Cage the Elephant. There's all sorts of stuff that's been there. But yeah, Disco Biscuits. Let me put that in there.
Disco Biscuits Lupo's Jumper.
I got it, Jeff. Running into the night. No. Do you know what year it happened? Because it's pulling up a bunch of years.
It was...
Did it happen June 3rd, 2009 or April 4th, 2008? Because apparently there's been a couple balcony incidents at this place.
Oh, shit. There's other ones?
Yeah.
Well, bring up those. Maybe like it'll lead us to where I want to go.
What's this? Hold on. Let's see what this is real quick.
Thank you. Dude, that might be it.
Yeah, this says it was recorded on 6309, but it was uploaded May 23rd of 2019.
Like the video that I saw was
probably I gotta pot it down because I don't want to get tagged for like, oh, their content or whatever. But yeah, it's just
okay.
Let me just jump through it. I've seen a bunch of people in the audience.
If it's a lower level view of someone with like a phone camera, like underneath a balcony, and you see someone jump, it's just like a shadowy figure that falls. That's all you see. But
yeah, I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing a lot of like just people, and it's showing the balcony, but nothing.
All right, am I gonna have to try and find it now? All right.
In my day. I don't want to play other people's music, man. Don't do this to me.
I didn't do what?
No,
what?
I'm yelling at YouTube, not you. I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
My name is Christopher
My
Lambert.
Name is Christopher Lambert.
And I'm here to chop your fucking head off.
I am the one for some reason. I just kept doing that. I kept doing that, and I couldn't stop doing... I did it on the show already. I don't want to rehash all my corny impressions, but... yeah, I'm back! Kept saying that to people. As much as I could.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, pretending to be Keanu Reeves. They said, they were like, hey, are you back? And I'm like, yeah, I'm back. Just keep working it into conversations.
Oh, that can't last too long.
Nah, it doesn't. There's this girl at my office that hates me. Every time I see her, I'm like, hey, here's some weird idea. And she's like, enough with this. Too much energy. I hit her with too much energy, like, because, dude, I'm a get-up-and-go guy, man. I'm a go-getter. I like getting shit, you know? Like, on Monday morning, I wake up like, yeah, gotta get some fucking money. I get to the office all, like, spazzed and charged up and, like...
I don't know, maybe just try and chill out a little bit.
Well, there's some people who don't appreciate that first thing Monday morning. There's some people that just, they don't want that in their face, bro. I get it, because I've been too much for people before. And I've recognized and been like, oh, you don't care about this like I do.
I mean, I'm sure I've been a little too much for people sometimes.
Yeah, you know, like when you're super excited about something and they just don't give a fucking shit. And yeah, maybe I'm super excited about like work, but I'm one of those people. I like my job. You know what I mean? You know, you like your job.
Yeah,
you
know. I love my job.
Yeah, love it. I love my job.
I do.
I had another wedding. Jude's roped me into another wedding.
I got
my hands tied.
Why are you upset about that?
Well, I'm not upset about shit. I got paid really well, but for serving the food. But yo, I am not a server. That is just not who I am. It's not me.
That's what she wants you to do. That's the gig.
Every time I do it, I'm reminded like, oh, I'm really not that good at being a server. Like there were three dishes, chicken, beef, and something else. And I thought that everybody at this wedding knew what it was that they pre-ordered because they respond to an invitation with what they're going to eat.
Oh boy.
But I get out there. I'm like, did you order the chicken, the fish, or the whatever? And this lady's like, what kind of beef is it? And I'm like, I was not expecting you to ask me that question. Interesting. And I had like no answer. And this guy like made fun of me. He's like, why don't you know? And I'm like, because I don't. And I'll be right back. He's like, what's going on with you, man? It was like, I kind of felt embarrassed. But I'm trying to help with these weddings. And, you know, I'm not the best waiter ever because you're supposed to know whatever your menu is in and out.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the point. That's why I always sucked as a waiter at Jam's Restaurant.
In it being a wedding, it probably wasn't a large menu.
No, it was three items.
Yeah.
But nobody, you know, hey, here's the three options. Okay, they're either having this, this, or this. No worries. Okay. And then I get out there. What kind of sauce is in the? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't even know what, I don't even know what the name of the bride and groom are. I'm just there to serve fucking food,
Like,
man.
I just work here, bro.
Yeah,
Like, what?
I don't work in the kitchen. I just bring, I'm literally here to clean up after you and to bring you food and then clean up after that too. You know? So I'm good at getting shit away from your mouth when you're done with it. I'm way better at that. Because it's all one objective, bring fork to kitchen. You know, like the endless stream of dirty bullshit that comes back afterwards. It's awful, man. You know, that fucking chud bucket, you know what I'm talking about? When you pick up, you start picking up glasses and you got like half drank drinks. You are aware of the chud bucket, right?
Oh yeah,
Everything gets dumped in the chud
I
bucket.
mastered, like, at one time I think I was able to carry 12 glasses at one time.
Yeah, but you got to put your fingers in them, don't you? You grubby little.
Yeah, and then you wash your hands,
Well, I know, but the thing is at
and
a
then I wash my hands,
wedding, you don't shove your fingers in the glass
then
at
I
a
wash my hands.
wedding. At Jam's restaurant, it was like, yeah,
Oh, the
shove
one.
all the shit in here and just carry all of it. I remember that shit.
Yeah.
Shark was very much like, carry as much as you humanly can. Just do it. Musical glasses.
Wait, there was two other, it was a three-way ownership. Who are the two other
No,
guys?
it was a four-way ownership.
Was it four-way? Oh.
Every letter in the word jams represented a person.
Okay.
JAMMS.
So S was shark.
Yeah, shark. I guess it was shark. I think that was actually Scott.
Oh, Scott.
Because Shark's real name is Mark,
Ah.
but his nickname was Shark. His real name wasn't Shark, so they wouldn't put it in there like that, I don't think. It's like a nickname, you know? And then there was Mike.
Wait, there
Mike
might have been.
Scott. I remember
There
Mike
might have
Scott and
been.
Shark, and
There
that's
might have
it.
been five people, because wasn't it JAMMS?
Yes, but the thing was is that one of the owners was a silent partner. Like he just put up money at the beginning of the restaurant and he, you know, got his piece every month. You know what I mean? It's like if you and me started a business 50-50 and then you were like, and it was doing like really well and you were like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm like, well, you own half of it. What do you want to do? You want to sell it to me? Or like, do you want to sell it to somebody else? Or, you know what I mean? Like you can do that when you're a business owner. You can sell your stake.
If you've
Like
got
you
the ammunition, yeah.
sell your position and shit, you know, which is why I'm trying to own my job, bro. DJing events and weddings, just playing popular music and hanging out and having fun and being nice to people. And
Talk
oh
to
man,
everyone.
it's my niche, bro. I found it. It took 38 fucking years, but I found a thing that I can do that pays significant money that makes me really happy and is a good fucking time. And doesn't hurt anybody. You know what I mean? It's like, hallelujah. Because I love my rap music shit, bro. I will always love making that boom bap punchline. I'm always gonna do it. But it was breaking my heart all the time because like people just don't fucking go to shows. And especially with this COVID shit, it's like, hey, I'm having a rap show. Yeah, I'm not going. Fuck your rap show. Like they're not going on right now. Forgive me. Let me take that back. Deuce Bug is doing his thing. He just booked a bunch of shows with like Rod Digga and shit, and he did the tour for life. He was a guest on the show a couple episodes ago. You know, so it's not as if nobody's doing nothing, but you know, it's just crazy to me, man. Like the whole coronavirus is ruining shit. It just is. But like.
It's coming back slowly.
It is, but dude, we thought this shit was over in July. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it's not. That was just 8 weeks ago. We were like, all right, it's over. Summer's here. Woo! And now it's like, oh, we're going back into winter, and this is still a problem. Winter's not that far away, dude. We're going to feel that cold first cold snap in probably less than 6 weeks. You know how it just, like, jumps out of Connecticut? Like, hey, guess what? It's winter now. That, hey, surprise, your balls are tiny. That shit is happening any day now.
Basically. Yeah. Like, I just, like, today after work, I took my last dip in the pool. I think it's going to be my last one.
Not without me, bro.
You can't close you want to do a polar bear plunge?
I could do tomorrow.
Actually, today, like, my pool water was like 79 degrees. So yeah. It was pretty good.
And it has the solar cover on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'll help you close your pool. What do you have to do to close your pool? I'm so ignorant at that kind of man shit because I've never owned a pool.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
You clean all the debris out, vacuum it, and then you pour in a bottle of shock, a gallon. You walk around the edge as you pour it in so it gets around the whole shebang. And then you pull the winterizer cover over.
And then you tighten. Just let it be until the next go around.
You got to tighten it down, and then I've got a bunch of gallon containers you got to fill with water. Mm-hmm. To weigh, you tie them into eyelets on the winterizer cover to weigh it down all the way around.
And that's it?
And that's it.
All right. It doesn't sound as bad as it would be, but yeah, man, I just want to have one last dip in the pool. You know, it was weird. Last time I came over, I had to, like, fight myself just to throw myself into the pool. Oh, you need to come over here, too, because I bought my, the next time we have a Disco Biscuits thing, I just bought 4,000-watt speakers with, like, True Tone and shit for my DJ gig stuff, but I want to set them up and use them here, too. I need help rearranging my living room.
All right.
I was going to give Genesis that mini fridge, but I don't know if he still wants it or what's going on with him. He's living pretty wild, bro.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him since the last time we hung out.
Yeah, I actually talked to him on Saturday, and I was like, I'll call you Sunday, and then some shit came up with my daughter, man. I don't want to get into it, but man, my kid is having a tough time with her mom. That's all I'm just going to leave it at that. Like my ex-wife, I don't really know what the hell's going on specifically, but like when my daughter goes over to my ex-wife's house, she's miserable. Like if we're on our way there or if she's there, she'll just flip the script and I got to go get her unexpectedly. And that happened on Saturday. Dude, I had like 2 weekends with my kids, and I'm going to have this weekend coming up too because of this kind of stuff. I've got my daughter all the time, and I don't understand. And then my ex-wife, I'm sorry, man. I can't really get into it on the pod, but like,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it's like, it's like some serious shit to the extent of like, you can't blame anybody else. It's happening over there. Like, what the fuck is going on over there that's resulting in these behaviors or whatever? But, like, you know, I scoop up my daughter and I bring her here and she chills the fuck out. It just doesn't happen here. I mean, I have moments with her where she's tough, but that's called being a parent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nothing like what my ex-wife is experiencing. And then she comes to me and tells me about this shit and I'm not in your household anymore. What am I supposed to do? You know? And then she's coming up with solutions for problems that I'm like, well, I don't agree with that because that's, you know, if it's only happening in one spot, but that's, I'm going to leave it there. This is the Brass Show with Chris Rappel's Boring Life, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So those were hard things to put out into the public, but I'm not going to talk about the specifics of it, but Jesus, man, being divorced is not easy. It's fucking hard. It's like being married, but shitty. Because you're still binded to all these people. You know what I mean? We're still a family. Yeah, I know.
Binded to that one person.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm binded to my kids for. I want to be binded to my kids, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not all negative, though.
You know what I'm saying, though, too.
Right. But the thing I will say about my ex-wife is that she's been as chill as she possibly can be under the circumstances. Like, she's let a lot of shit go. So I can't fault her for everything. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, listen to this asshole with a podcast. Blame his innocent ex-wife or whatever. I'm not blaming anybody. I just want to make that clear. But, like, I mean, 2 and 2 is 4, right? If you bring a kid over to mom's house and then she goes banana cuckoos off the wall and then I bring her back here and she calms down, like, what does that say? Like, what is, maybe I'm wrong about what I'm interpreting from that. I don't know.
Let's not make any assumptions.
Right. I know. But, like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. You know, it's like, it's such a pain in the ass because here's the other side of it, and I'll be real as fuck with this. Being divorced is also, it's hard, but it's fucking awesome because I don't have to put up with my ex-wife's bullshit anymore, and I'm free. And I'm like a responsible guy and I have my shit together. So it's like, yes, I can hang a Salvador Dali painting on the wall, like a print, and nobody's going to be like, that's stupid. You know, I could never do stuff like that when I was married to Kelly. I put up anything that I liked on the wall. I don't like that. All right. Well, what do you like? Well, I found this picture. It's like a wagon and it's got some paints in it. I want to put that on the wall. I'm like, that's cool too, I guess, but what's wrong with Salvador Dali? And like, just, nah, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Like somebody who shuts down your life under the premise of, I just don't like it. Like you can't do that because I don't like it. I don't like it. So you can't have it. Imagine never being able to eat chocolate ice cream because you were with somebody who doesn't like chocolate ice cream. Like, I don't like that.
I love chocolate ice cream.
You can't eat that shit. You can't eat that. Like, imagine if I was, like, an effeminate gay guy, and every time you eat chocolate ice cream, I got upset. Jimmy, no. Don't do that. Yeah, it would suck, man, being around someone like that. And that was my ex-wife with everything that I enjoyed. Hey, I'm going to watch Breaking Bad. No, not Breaking Bad, no. Ruining everything all the time.
I would have divorced her right there.
Yeah, dude, there were some times where I'm just like, I can't sustain this. Like, this just, dude, being married is hard no matter who you are, though. I'm not going to dress this up like I was like, oh my God, I was the pinnacle of manliness. I was so great. I looked like Brad Pitt and I had 6-pack abs and all I did was, you know, make money and throw it at her. And then she did me dirty. No, there were times where I was a selfish piece of shit with my time. You know, it just sucks that like ultimately the demise of that marriage rests on the behest of an ex-wife here. And like, I feel like my ex-wife is resentful. My daughter takes after me so much that I feel like my ex-wife doesn't. I don't know.
What, you think she?
I don't know.
You think
I don't
she
know.
Sees you and her
yes,
and gets
pissed off? Yes. I think my ex-wife resents me pretty thoroughly. Like, you know, and it's ironic because she was the one having an affair that I caught her in. You know what I mean? It's not like I was doing something like, you know, I wasn't being Heisenberg. I wasn't making a meth lab in my basement. You know, I didn't do anything that would will my partner to do that. But I wasn't being like, oh my God, he's such an awesome husband. Look at him. Oh, you know, there was, I needed to improve on some shit and I knew it. But I didn't think that there would be any decisions made as a result of not meeting those improvements, that would result in just throwing the whole thing out the window. Like, literally everything. The house, you know. Just fuck it, man. I said I wasn't going to talk about it, and then I just fucking went off.
Yeah, you blew. That's right, though, man.
People are going to, like, just turn this off and be like, oh, man.
Yeah, maybe they will, maybe they won't.
Well, I've got a good relationship with my ex in a lot of ways, though, because, like, dude, I step it up when it comes to money, man. I don't slack in that category. I don't deny my kids anything. You know what I mean? Like, anything that my kids need, they get. And my ex-wife knows that about me. So because I meet the criteria of responsibility and I have 50-50 custody.
Is she always trying to one-up you? Or?
No, not at all. You know, it's weird. Me and my ex are actually good co-parents when I'm around. I don't know what my ex-wife does when I'm not there. That's the thing that makes me kind of leery, because all these things have... Look, knowing what I know, I had her stand on the I'm innocent soapbox in front of me. So whenever she claims that position about anything... Even if it's just something simple.
She gets shut down.
I always question it. And I'd be a fool not to. So, you know, it would be like if I came, every time I came in your house, I stole something. Like, imagine that scenario. Like, oh man, every time Chris Rappel comes over, I'm missing a video game or a book or like something that I like. And I'm real suspicious of this guy. You'd be suspicious of me, and rightfully so. Especially if you caught, like, imagine me, like, stealing something and you catching me being like, oh, I'm sorry, I won't do that again. Our relationship is forever altered. Forever. That's why I would never steal from you. You know what I mean? But, like, you just can't pretend. Like, even though you're like, oh, man, I like Chris Rappel, why did... Like, that's how I felt towards, the fuck did we call him? Leonard. Yeah, I didn't hate the guy. I was disappointed, and I was like, wow, now I can't trust this guy. And I never did again, bro. I never hung out with Gary after that shit. I just said his name, but who gives a fuck?
Leonard.
Yeah, I just stopped trusting the guy, man. Trust is a different thing than loving somebody, too. That's something else. I mean, I'm kind of hitting a lot of real... for this podcast. Like, I love my ex-wife. I legitimately love her. I wish I could have been with her in a lot of ways. I wish that a lot of what happened between us didn't happen between us. Just like with Gary. I wish Gary didn't do that, and I wish he was a good friend too. But, you know, it's not what he is. So, fuck
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, why am I holding on to the idea of what you are? What's weird is that when people realize that they've fallen out of your good graces, they resent you for it. Like, Gary, that was the fucking stupidest thing. For him to want to kick my ass after I caught him stealing from me?
Yeah.
What a stupid person. Like, he'll forever be a moron. There's no way that he's not the stupidest human being alive. Like, pop the trunk, there's the broken board, I take it out, and I go, Gary, what the fuck is this? And
Leonard...
lying to my face. I don't give a fuck. Leonard. Gary Leonard. That's his name. Raymond Leonard. Anyways. Yeah, he's a fucking asshole, man. You know, and so is my ex-wife in that way. But just because I don't want to be married to her doesn't mean she doesn't have value in the world as a person. Same thing with that other asshole. Anybody who does you dirty, you know, they still... matter to an extent, but
yeah,
you know, I don't want to work with them. I don't want them working at my company. I don't want them, you know, near my house for any reason. It's just unjustifiable to me, you know, like a lot of people's shittiness is just downright unjustifiable.
No, I agree.
I'm sorry I keep doing that with a computer, but there's a lot of bullshit out there, man. It sucks. Like, I really hate this, like, whole situation as far as, like, the way that people behave and stuff. It's like people behave unethically and then I'm expected to just be better than them. Fucking sucks.
You know what that makes me think about?
What?
That I'm really sad I'm not going to Resonance this upcoming weekend.
You know, I just saw a weather report about what's going on up there, and it's supposed to be thunderstorms every fucking day with rain.
Oh, they're about to get fucked.
Yeah, they're oh, I just man. Saw them on there.
That sucks.
Yeah, if you actually go to like the Resonance Music Festival group, they're all like, I don't know about this, guys. And there are people like, fuck it, I'm going anyway. You know, like the Woodstock 99 mentality. People arguing back and forth about who's paying for shit. I don't need system sounds over and over again. Yeah, I said I don't need that, you stupid little bitch.
Yeah, that was a great festival, though, man. And I really wish they didn't move it to fucking West Virginia. I'm not going all the way down here.
West Virginia. I mean, if you took a plane, it wouldn't be that bad.
What?
If you took a plane, it wouldn't be that bad, bro. I mean, on the wall, it would be kind of fucking expensive or whatever, but...
Eh.
God damn, they're still fucking trying to act like they're going to overturn this election that happened fucking, like, almost a year ago.
Let's not even.
I just was like, oh, maybe I'll talk with Jimmy about, like, the fucking news or whatever.
All right, we can.
In the first, well, no, we don't need to, but it's just retarded.
No,
like,
I want
to
talk about news, but not necessarily about that.
You don't want to, it's, well, the thing that I can, it's the top of Google News, and the thing that I can tell you is it could be on the top of the fucking, you know, stratosphere in giant neon letters. The answer is it's not fucking happening. There's no do-over. If it was a rigged election, well, tough shit. Biden's president for 3 years. He got away with it. Like, we have to keep the country moving. We can't stop for Donald Trump's fucking narcissism right now.
I don't think it was rigged.
I think every election is rigged. I think there's cheating on both sides, and I think it's all a fucking circus of bullshit. But knowing that it's a circus of bullshit, take that information and move forward positively. If you're a citizen, or even if you're in the circus of bullshit. But trying to stir up new, fresh bullshit over bullshit that already happened is just going to result in an endless amount of bullshit for all of us to eat. And I'm sick of eating this bullshit. So stop bullshit. How are we supposed to do better if we're supposed to, like, oh, let's fix the bullshit from before with more bullshit? Bullshit, 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 bullshit. Do you see it? I see it. There's no way to get better without, like, just fucking knocking it the fuck off, man. Jesus. Anyway, today in technology, they're gonna announce new iPhones tomorrow. Did you hear that?
iPhone 12? 13?
13, yeah. I'm about to buy you know what I do when this happens? Is I usually buy the one from the year before. I walk in, yeah, I want to buy an iPhone 12, and they're like, but you should want a 13. No, I want the 12. Oh, because that just came down $300, but it doesn't have the thing that this one has. And it's like, yeah, but it really is. From 1 year to the next year, you're not really getting that big of a jump in performance.
No.
You're just not. So I'm going to buy, like, the one that's, like, the latest and greatest right now. But will not be the latest and greatest offered tomorrow. But, you know, Apple's sneaky too. Every year they do that thing like, you can put in a pre-order now and it'll be available on this date. And they might keep their, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see. They're just going to announce what the new shit is tomorrow.
That's not what I do. I buy, like, a decent phone and then I ride it till the wheels fall off.
Yeah, you need a new one, bro. You wouldn't take.
No.
Yo, yeah. Oh, I can only charge my phone when it's off. That's whack as fuck. Bro, I will hook you up with this SE, this iPhone SE, which is a 2020 model. The drawback of this unit is that the battery is not the best. But I knew that going in.
So I need a new battery.
No, you don't need a new battery. It's just for iPhones, it doesn't have a great battery.
I think if I'm going to get an iPhone off you, I want a charged battery.
Okay, you're not hearing me. It's the model itself. It's like you can get up to 100. It'll last you all day. You can watch YouTube videos and shit. But like, whereas like the newer phone that I'm looking at, at the end of the day, I'll have 40% battery. This one will have, like, 12. You know what I mean? And sometimes it is like, I got to plug it in again. Like, I charge this thing a lot, but, you know. It's a good phone, man. I'm telling you, I would hook you up. I'd give you a good deal. You'd be impressed. I'm not going to tell you over the pod, but, you know, you'd be...
Yeah, we'll talk, We'll talk later.
I think you'd be a little bit foolish to not take me up on the offer, sir, because you're going to be like instantly improved telecommunications. Wow. Like everything you do works, but then you'll drop this one and crack it too. And, you know, yeah, it's just the cycle of what Jimmy do.
Am I going to have to change my phone plan? Like,
no.
No?
I hand you this one. I'll call them with you and be like, yeah, I'm selling them this phone.
Wait, straight?
Huh? Yeah. Straight? You and I are on the same shit.
Word.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and I just keep, dude, I saw a deal on their website today. If you buy a brand new phone and pay for a year's service up front for 25 gigabytes a month, $400. Boom. See, why aren't we doing live reads? I'm actually talking about products and services that I would buy, iPhones, and yeah, let's get some sponsors up in here with their sponsor money. Get us some of that sponsor money up in here. What are you doing? Huh? Yeah, you want some of that sponsor money? You know what? This looks fucking cool too. They have remember Polaroids?
Of course.
Yeah, they got the Polaroid Now Plus.
Yeah.
You've seen those?
Yes.
Are they expensive?
I haven't looked into that, but I was at a party where someone had one, and they took a bunch of pictures, and they were amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're $150. That's not bad. It's an investment. How much is the film?
Not the best resolution, but
well, but it's fun, you know. I could see my daughter being really into this. It's got this unit has like five different lenses and shit that you can put on it. But where do you get the film?
It must be digital. Wait, no,
it
can't.
It prints something.
I don't know where you get. I have no idea.
Yeah, this is cool, man. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking up and down. I'm not seeing. It's Bluetooth connected, so you can, like, you know, have your phone tell it to do shit, but connect more, create more. More filter, more control. Bro, I'm amazed that I can't find film for it. See, there's always a gotcha with these fucking things. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll get my daughter that for Christmas. And it's like, well, I can't find fucking film. How am I supposed to do that?
There's got to be.
After you buy it, I bet. There's like, yeah, you can buy film here, buddy.
No, I mean, it should be like. It sounds sketch, bro.
It sounds sketch?
I mean,
I'm reading this on CNN.
Wait, the Polaroids on CNN?
Yeah, the whole thing about the product, it was I'm going up and down. Then I went to Amazon, but I didn't see the film.
They've got to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, of course it is, because there's people using the product. But I bet you there's like a gotcha in there where they
Are you only searching through Amazon?
It's only available on Amazon and something else, but I'm not going back. I'm away from that now.
Ah, oh, fuck it.
Bro. I don't know what my next move is creatively. I've kind of, because I'm doing that physical challenge, my music creation output has been kind of off. But I want to get my body in shape for what I'm about to do. Because I have, like, an EP that's basically done. And then when that's done, I'm going to release it. That'll be out on, like, Spotify and everything. But I also just started three companies.
Yeah, man. Get your body healthy and your mind will follow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it works. That's why I'm taking this time to be like, all right, it's okay to not write a song every day. Just take a breath. I've been working at that for fucking 20 years. You know, don't slack. I'm not slacking, but I'm trying to stack this paper too. You know, it's, It's a balance, and then kids. The kids matter to me more than any of this, though. Everything else is grist for the mill. As long as the kids are all set, I'm good. And I think that's what makes me a winner and special. I'm a winner and I'm special. Oh, dude, what is this guy doing? Yeah, I wish you were here to see this video.
What is it?
Some guy broke into an abandoned water park. And he's skating the water park.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
What's the?
I'll send you the URL afterwards.
No, just tell me what it is. I'll
no,
type it in.
No, hold on.
I've already got it open.
It's www.com.
No, you.
I'll send it to you. Hold on. I'll give it to you. See, I'm not even listening to it. Hold on.
He has a channel called Future Mop. Here's one of them. This is Jason 1 and Jason 2, or everyone.
They're both Jason.
Well, I just randomly met Jason at Silverado. We decided to do videos together because their channel's really sick. They do a lot of crazy shit. Their subscriber count and their view count is, like, unbelievably low for the kind of content that they do.
They're extremely under fucking rated, like, I don't understand, but you know, it's how it is.
Yeah, they're very humble, too.
No,
their content's sick as fuck, though, dude. It's like...
I just sent you a link to
really
it,
cool
but
shit,
hold on.
So we're collaborating.
This is dude, we're all just doing really cool shit, dude.
Gang.
All right. So they jumped over the fence.
Okay, this is, like, kind of intense. I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, they're going up like an empty water slide with nothing in it.
Okay, so I think we're good. I think he was just coming in here to do whatever. I don't think he sees us, but it looks... What did he set down over there?
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like his phone. Dude, he's chilling there. Come on.
And they're just going right down the slide.
Bro,
that looks so goddamn dang. I wish I could show you this. You'll have to check it after the show, but... Woo! Yeah, them boys, they are crazy. They are, yeah, them boys, they are crazy. They are, they're breaking it. They are the water slide there, and went down on the skateboard. Woo! Shit!
Come on, let's climb the tree.
My name is Christopher Lambert.
My name is Christopher Lambert, and I am the Highlander. I am from Scotland. That makes no sense, but I am from Scotland.
I'm also Lord Raiden.
For some reason, I'm also Lord Raiden, and welcome to Mortal Kombat. Yeah, it's fucking weird, man. That movie does not make any sense. The whole thing is confusing because Sean Connery, the actual guy from Scotland, his name is Ramirez. My name is Ramirez. I am not from Scotland at all. I'm not the Highlander. I'm from Egypt. He says he's from fucking Egypt. But this is a movie about a guy from Scotland. Yes, and I'm from Egypt. makes no sense.
Not at all.
Here's some media that we could share. Everybody, Accurate Beats. Dude, this guy makes sick beats. Sometimes I just zone out to this guy's channel. All right, I don't want the full sample because it picked up. Dude, I love drum loops like that. Mad soul in it. Let me turn it up so the listener can hear. I love that boom bap. Dude, these are the types of shows that I want to make. I don't know why I'm not doing my streaming shit. It's been a little while since I've done one. But yeah, he's chopping shit up. Let's go to the future. Hold on. I just saw him.
Back to the future!
Playing with a sample. Alright. This is great for eating up time with somebody else's content, but like the final thing, he always has a moment where it's like, woo! Dude, the guy is such a fucking beast.
Sounds tight.
Does it really? Ooh. Can you hear the bass through the phone?
A little bit, not much, but yeah. Yeah.
That bass is actually hitting. I've got like full hi-fi. Yeah. Me and Jimmy hanging out. Shout out to Accurate Beats. Accurate Beats with fabulous beats. I'm getting defeated. I'm getting my reading. I can't get it for recess. Yo, I'm coming back and I bless the microphone. Oh, what you gonna do? Bless that microphone. Oh, what you gonna do? Bless that microphone. Thomas now. This guy's nasty, bro. Thomas now. Thomas. All right. I'm inspired. I should make...
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, dude. He's like, he fucking DJs and shit. This is another guy I want as a guest. People are out there, man. It's just that you and I are... We're consistent with getting it recorded. We need to get consistent... And we're consistent on when we release it. We haven't missed an episode yet since we started it. We've been... I was worried after that. The first month, I was like, we're going to miss one, and then that'll be it. That's the brass show. It'll be...
It's been 16 weeks. Yeah. We haven't missed one.
And this... No, this is the 17th episode, I believe.
Oh, 17 weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're beasts, bro. When we hit that 52, we got to be like, all right, we should probably try pushing this out to... More people
make a
somehow.
Start a new season after 52.
I mean, it would be cool to be like, I don't even really want to take time off though, because we could just like get a bunch in the can. You know?
Yeah.
Like that would be a good idea. If I can hit a half hour workout in your pool tomorrow, I'll come right after work with the equipment and we could put like 5 weeks of shit down. Well, I don't have 5 hours to just chit chat, but I don't know, man. I gotta get my workout routines in. It's like a focus of mine right now.
Yeah, I gotta work tomorrow too. So,
yeah. Have you ever heard of the methadone mile?
What?
The methadone mile.
No.
Apparently, it's a place in Boston, Massachusetts, and it's got a 5-star review on Google. So, wait, hold on. What is the methadone mile? Methadone mile. I'm assuming it has something to do with methadone.
On the next episode of Brash TV, you'll find out what methadone mile is.
Oh, it's like sad shit. I'm like reading through this. Two colliding worlds. Yeah, no. No sadness. We want happy.
No.
Life and loss on the methadone mile.
No, we got an hour in. We got an hour in, bro.
Oh, man.
To be continued.
To be continued. This. What happens if you just search for hilarious crackhead? Oh, the best of crackheads compilation. Alright. It's just a guy tweaking out on the side of the road.
Only in a town.
This woman is wearing shoes on her hands and is laying on her back with her feet in the air.
Are you okay?
You got coke?
Coke?
Oh, it's a dude.
Yeah.
All right, this guy just pulled.
Yeah. Magic Man. Magic Man.
This guy just pulled. All right, this is weird, man. I didn't think it was gonna go this crazy this quickly. This guy was doing the, like, hey, hide a quarter with, a bag of cocaine. He took the cocaine out of the bag and poured it into his hand, and he threw it in the air.
What?
I'm confused. And he dumps the rest on the ground.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder?
Okay, all right. I can't do this with if the video is so screwed up with it, the sound is like, oh, let's randomly jack this up to like 90. I can't watch it, but yeah, crackheads are some serious shit, bro. I first learned about crackheads from skateboarding in Groton. They were few and far between, but you would come by them down there, you know?
Yeah, I bumped into a scary one in Atlantic City.
Well, what happened?
Me and my buddy just came out of a boat, like, corner store, and this dude's like, hey, can I get some money?
Did you give him a swift fuck you? No, you can't have any fucking money? Or how did you respond to that?
No, it was not hostile at all. We were like, no, man, I'm sorry. And this dude, like, breaks a empty beer bottle on the curb and holds it up to his, like,
like he was going to slash you? Like, that's super bad? Super
bad. Yeah. But he didn't. We were like, nah, dude.
You just backed up off of him?
Backed up, walked away. That was it.
Have fun fucking Jules. So you came into the grocery store and you saw the guy there and you got nervous because you're under 21.
What?
Gotta get by him. Then Jimmy walks by the old lady.
All right, I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Jimmy is looking back. There we go.
How old are you?
22.
You certainly are. That'll be $80.
Oh, okay. Shaw, thank you kindly. Will that do?
Certainly will. Thank you, Seth.
Hey, thank you.
And that's how Jeff's day went. You don't know
what?
You don't remember Superbad when he's in the grocery store and he fantasizes about buying the that crackhead was gonna slash your throat like the grandma. I wanna get to the grandma part. Oh, she dropped her purse. Listen to this.
You dropped your purse, ma'am. Would you like some help with your groceries?
Well, that would be lovely, young man. Would you like me to buy you alcohol?
That would be lovely. Enjoy your remaining years.
I will. Enjoy fucking Jules.
I will.
Oh, it's such a great movie.
Yes. And this is the best when he gets to the fantasy of, like, he's, like, getting desperate. He's looking around at all the booze. Like, oh, man. Picks up the gold Schlager. Oh, gold slick.
Don't do it, kid.
Never had a choice.
And then he slices his throat. Jimmy!
Hey, Jimmy?
Huh? No, I said it because I was thinking of it. I was trying to make your situation with the crackhead in Atlantic City into the situation of the guy in Superbad.
What, you're trying to bring back fucking...
Yeah, like you were going to go fuck Jules in Atlantic City or whatever. I don't know. I was going to make it a whole bit and try to, like, bring it back to what we were talking about before, but...
No, that's not... No, you did.
No, I tried. I tried. It failed, but the listener got to hear, you know, about 1 minute and 55 seconds of copyrighted Breaking Bad material or super bad material. You know, what would happen if you combined super bad and Breaking Bad? Like McLovin was like Jesse Pinkman trying to sell meth. That'd be a good show, man. We could probably like revamp that shit. Someone pay me $1 million. Someone pay me $1 million now.
That would be like a good like mashup short. Just do like a short film, like a spoof mashup. I think it could work.
Oh, here's more copyrighted material I can just play right? In the podcast.
Tired of explosions, people pointing guns at me. I want to go back to my desk.
Guess what? Life gets loud sometimes and messes with your ears. You can't escape it by hiding at your desk for your whole life.
You know what? Yes, you can. I've done it for years, okay? There's no explosions at my desk. There's no explosions at my home with my plain wife in my plain house.
What are you afraid of, man? I'm your partner. You can tell me. What the hell are you hiding from?
I was a sophomore in college.
Oh, boy.
The university I went to decided they needed to raise tuition.
I wonder if we'll get flagged for this.
A classmate of mine, Brenda, in an effort to raise money and stay in school, came up with a nifty plan where she thought she'd date guys and charge them money.
I go on dates all the time with a whole bunch of, you know, boys and stuff. Mm. And I kind of need somebody to help me out. Like, you know, my partner in crime.
Oh, he becomes a pimp. I forgot about this. Hold on.
I'm telling you, you were a pimp.
I mean, I had gotten out of control. And
I'm like waiting for the punchline. I forgot about that. His girl like became a socioeconomic purveyor of the poisson. And that resulted in Will Ferrell being what is known as a pimp. And as we all know, a pimp's love is different than that of a square.
Oh, wait. Have you ever seen any videos of Will Ferrell from Eastbound and Down?
No, should I? Eastbound and Down.
Yes.
Eastbound and Down.
And then type in Will Ferrell. Down in my plums.
Down in my plums?
Yep. It's probably going to say best of...
So
whatever.
You double retired?
Really?
Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums. All swollen with a light blue hue to them. Fresh and juicy.
This needs to hit the soundboard.
All the school children are lining up to put them in the sack lunches. Hey, that plum looks good. Can I trade it for your Twinkie? No, these are my plums. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
The fuck?
All the while.
Get the fuck out of here, Jesus.
Oh, it gets better.
I want the juice to spill down.
These are the outtakes. This is great.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. If I recall correctly... My plums, beautiful bluish hue. The sun just dancing right off of them, just nice. Getting ready to take them to market.
Fucking, yeah. I can feel it. There's something about him and how goofy and weird he is that just makes me so goddamn happy. Will Ferrell is a treasure, bro.
Yeah, man.
I wish I could do that for people. Dude, you know, maybe that's what my music's missing is like that ability to do something for other people like that. Like, I just had a big belly laugh because of that guy.
That, oh, man.
What's Eastbound and Down? What's the premise? It's like some just.
Oh, you never watched it?
No, I never saw it. Is it a show or is it a movie?
Yes. It's a TV. It's a series.
It's a series? All right.
You should watch it.
Plums. Dude, we need a sample of that.
I'm not going to tell you anything about it.
My plums.
We just need that. My plums.
Call correctly. My plums.
That's going to be on the soundboard on the next episode. Or my name is fucking something else.
You got to get down in my plums.
Down it. Wait, that was like the first one? Hold on, let me find that shit.
Really?
Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
Just right there. Just for whenever we have like a tight moment, like just hit
down
that.
Down in my plums.
Getting all the way down in my bones.
Getting
all the way down in my plums.
Double retired.
I like the woo-hoo-hoo too. Yeah. Man, what a fucking good time. But
oh yeah.
Shit. Well, I gotta feed myself. Hey, we got 30 seconds of the show left. Is there anything you wanna plug? Oh fuck. This is the end of my day. Oh, maybe we should just stamp this one. This was recorded on September 13th, 2021.
Yeah, we're over an hour.
We are in 10 seconds. This is the Chimmy and the Brass Show. We just call it the Brass Show. But Chimmy is a very integral and very important part of the Brass Show. Yeah.
I'm over here sometimes. Yeah. Just like hanging out.
You see what this is? Look at this. An hour and 5 seconds. We are just so giving. You're just so giving from the heart. We love you. Take care. See you next week.
Later, brother.